Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Michael Denk, currently the associate pastor at St. Joseph Parish in Amherst. Welcome, Father.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to have you. We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And today we're going to talk about the sacrament of confirmation. What is confirmation?
So 203 in the UCAT says that confirmation is the sacrament that completes baptism. In it, the gift of the Holy Spirit is bestowed upon us. So we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. Anyone who freely decides to live a life as God's child and asks for God's gift under the signs of the imposition of hands and anointing with chrism. So those are the two actions or signs that happen in confirmation, the laying on of the hands and the anointing with chrism. They receive the strength to witness to God's love and might in word and deed. He is now full-fledged, responsible member of the Catholic Church. So confirmation is that ultimate sealing of the Holy Spirit and the initiation into our faith.
And I think, I know for myself, sometimes I forget that I have the power of the Holy Spirit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And too often I think that if it's to be, it's up to me, instead of totally trusting in God and relying on His power and His might.
Yeah. You know, in Pentecost, when Jesus, after the 40 days of the resurrected life, He ascended into heaven and He promised, I will send my Spirit into you. And when he does that, you know, he says that you will do not only the things that I have done, but even greater things.
Even greater things. So what could that be?
Well, if you think about it, He raised the dead. He worked miracles. He healed the sick. He restored sight to the blind, you know. And we are Christ in baptism. And in confirmation, His Spirit now works in us. And so we have not only the ability, but, you know, we ought to be doing the things that He did. And so we are all given this amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, where we too can do all those things. We can heal the sick. We can bring people to their faith. We can raise the dead. These are our actual gifts. I think we often don't use them or rely on it, but this is what happens to us in confirmation.
It's almost like we have a responsibility to utilize the power of the Holy Spirit that we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free gift given freely, and of our own free will, we say yes to it, so that ultimately when we pray for others, we can release that power of the Holy Spirit to others,
right.
And again, strengthen them through our prayers.
Yeah, and we can, and we do work miracles. I think oftentimes it's the faith that we need, you know, and it really is just a matter of asking God, can you do this? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for them? And, you know, God's so reverent that He's never going to force Himself on us, but all we got to do is ask like a child, and the miracles happen.
Even for faith. I mean, I ask our Lord, help mm-hmm. my lack of faith and my lack of love.
Yeah.
Give me more and help me to handle it and do it for Your greater glory.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So what does Sacred Scripture say about the sacrament of confirmation?
Well, we hear in the Old Testament, the people of God, when they were expecting this Messiah, they wanted the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Messiah. So Jesus lived His life in a special spirit of love and perfect unity with His Father. So He lived in perfect unity. He and the Father were one. And the Spirit of Jesus, and that was the Holy Spirit, for whom the people of Israel longed, this was the same Spirit who Jesus promised to His disciples. So as we said before, when He sends His Spirit to His disciples, they become Christ. They become that close to the Father. We are the Father's beloved sons and daughters. We are Christ. And Jesus promised this, so the same Spirit who descended upon the disciples 50 days after Easter and Pentecost, And it is again the same Holy Spirit of Jesus who descends upon everyone who receives the sacrament of confirmation. So His Spirit, when we receive that sacrament, is poured upon us. So if you're an adult now and you've never, for some reason, received the sacrament of confirmation, and for some reason that happens to, you know, maybe your parents went through a divorce or your parents moved, you know, and for some reason you never got confirmed, I just encourage you to go to your priest, go to your parish, and tell them you'd like to receive the sacrament, because it is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into you, and it's your fully identifying and living in Christ.
Father, you're doing a beautiful job of pointing out that those of us who have been confirmed, we have the power of the Holy Spirit with us.
Yeah.
And I think, I know for me and probably for a lot of us, we don't realize that we have that gift.
Right.
That we, you know, and again, I think it's part of the mystery of our faith is how does God work? How can I do greater things than what Jesus did?
Right.
And again, I think that it's the realization of having that gift and having the Holy Spirit so that we can think accordingly, act accordingly, speak accordingly.
Right, and as we hear in Scripture too, the gifts are poured out upon us, but they're going to be different in each one of us. You know, so the gifts that you received in confirmation are going to be a little bit different than mine. But if ask God, ask Him to reveal, what are the gifts that you've given to me, God? Because when you know that and you start using those gifts, you are going to do amazing things for this world and bring many thousands of people to faith by using your gift.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're doing that by doing this show.
Mm, yeah, right.
You know, helping to educate people to what the church teaches and utilizing the gifts of the church, which are the sacraments.
Yeah, and I think just by hearing this, you know, as people are listening, it helps us to be aware, really, of what happens in our faith and in the sacramental life of the church and the beauty and the goodness.
So what happens in confirmation?
Well, confirmation, ultimately, the soul of the baptized Christian is imprinted with a permanent seal that can be received only once. So we're confirmed, just like baptism, only once, and marks this individual forever as a Christian. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the strength from above in which this individual puts the grace of baptism into practice through his life and acts as a witness for Christ. So confirmation is that time now where we're given the Holy Spirit and we go out and we baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We become Christ for the world. It's just such an amazing sacrament because we are so further transformed into Christ that not only are we receiving all the love from God, but we're starting now to pour that love forth into the hearts of the world.
I think there was a time when I thought that, well, that's the priest's job to do it. But as I've grown in my faith, I realize I have a responsibility because I've been given the gift of faith and the gift of the sacraments. It's part of my job to be Christ to others and to literally have His grace flowing through me to others so that not only can we be united, but ultimately so that we can get to heaven. That's right. The goal, right? Yeah. To get to heaven.
To bring each other there, yeah. And you are Christ in a way that nobody ever in this history of the world has ever been. You are a manifestation of Christ that is so unique, and the world needs you. The world needs Christ in you. The world needs the gifts and the personality that Christ wants to be in the world. You're essential that you live out who you are in Christ.
That's a great point. And there's so many people that we bump into every day, whether it's at the grocery store, at the gas station, at work. They don't know Christ.
Right.
They don't have Christ. And again, like you're saying, if I'm Christ and if Christ is truly in me and united with me, I have a responsibility to share who Christ is to me uniquely. Like say, each of us are individuals.
And our Holy Father is saying now that we should do it to the point where some people might even be annoyed by us. You know, so Brother Charles de Foucault, it says in there's a little footnote here. It is part of your vocation to shout the gospel from the rooftops. Not by your words, but by your life. So we should be living this so evidently that it's like shouting, you know, shouting out into the silence, just the power of Christ at work in us.
I think I got that annoying part down.
You got that part down?
I got that part down. But really, if we really know who Jesus is, and if we really believe in Him, if we really believe in Him, how can you keep Him to yourself?
Right.
That's the way I feel. I mean, I've got to share Him with others. Even to the point of maybe irritating or annoying that person. But again, like you say, by the way that we live our lives, right. to have so much joy and have the love of God so strongly that it has to rub off on people, even if we don't say anything.
Even if you don't say anything, because they just see it by the way that you radiate it. You know, you just radiate that Christ to people just by your presence. You know, and I think that that is, it's so essential for us to really receive this gift and become what we have received. You know, so once we are confirmed, people kind of look at that sometimes as thinking that's the end of my faith. Like, I got the last sacrament here and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning of really now taking your full place as being a disciple. And as you said before, the priests are there, I think, to foster that and to bring it about. But ultimately, you're a disciple. You're Christ to the world. And so, you know, fully radiate that for the salvation of all.
So let's say somebody hasn't been confirmed yet. Who can be confirmed and what is required of a candidate for confirmation?
So number 206 says that any Catholic Christian who has received the sacrament of baptism, so baptism is the first sacrament, we always have to have baptism before we can receive anything else, and is in the state of grace, can be admitted to confirmation. I just learned something new there, by the way. And is in the state of grace. You know, so not only are you baptized, but, you know, if there's any point where you've had any serious or mortal sin, it needs to be confessed, you know. So we try to always provide that on our retreats for the youth before they're confirmed, but we should do that before we receive any sacrament, you know. So I don't know if you did on your wedding night, but before you were, you know, before you receive a sacrament, there should be confession, you know, that you go and you're cleansed of your sin, forgiven, and then you can truly receive the wholeness of that sacrament.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that I did, but I try and make it monthly, the first Saturday of every month.
Which is great. Yeah, people will often ask how often. That's a good, you know, monthly is a good
practice.
Once
a month, and I've got friends who go twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So who can confirm? Who can perform the sacrament of confirmation?
Well, ultimately, it's the bishop. So the bishop is the representative of Christ that confirms, and normally it's the bishop that administers. Now, he can delegate, so he can have his auxiliaries do it. He can also have some priests do it, you know, they can administer the sacrament of confirmation. And priests, we can do it too in the state of emergency. Like if somebody were dying and they wanted to be fully received in the church, we could do that in a state of emergency. But normally, it's the bishop.
Right, and I know at Sacred Heart and when I got confirmed, it's always been the bishop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the normal.
And I love, all of our bishops are great, but Bishop Roger, especially when he confirms. Bishop Roger Grease, yeah.
He's
you know
awesome.
Him.
He's
I love
awesome.
Him. I remember one time he brought me to tears because I was watching him. I was in the seminary already, and I was now watching more as an adult of him confirming these kids, you know, these teenagers that were coming up, and high school years are tough, you know. And each of these kids, no matter how hard they were, he would lay hands on them, he would anoint them with the chrism oil, and he would give each one of them a big embrace. He would just give them a big bear hug, you know? And I don't care how hard that kid was or how cool he was, he would walk away from that beaming. And I think that's the presence that he gives his bishop, of really that fatherly embrace.
Great. Well, we've been going through the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church on confirmation with Father Michael Denk. Father, I think you have a blog spot that you could share with us.
Yeah, it's fathermichaeldenk.blogspot.com, or you can Google my name, Father Michael Denk, and love to have you join that.
Great. Thanks again for being with us
Glad
today,
to be
Father.
Here.
And thank you, listeners, too, for joining us today. This is Tim Perry. Until next time, may the light of the Father shine upon you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.